Well, let's head to New Zealand now, and after a challenging mission to recover bodies from the White Island volcano, the process to formally identify them is now underway. And the search for those missing isn't over yet either. Our reporter Norman Hammond has been following the story. He's in Auckland and joined me a short time ago. Norm, what can you tell us about the identification process for the bodies recovered yesterday on White Island?
Thomas, those bodies are now here in Auckland, at Auckland's main hospital, where the postmortem and the identification will take place. We have some information from the chief coroner's office here in New Zealand. They'll be using something called the disaster victim identification process. Really, this is sort of a set of protocols that are used internationally to make sure that the identifications are accurate when people are recovered after a disaster. One of the things they use, as you can imagine, is any sort of personal possessions, clothing, anything they can that are found on the possession of the victims. And then they use a lot of biological evidence, things like DNA, fingerprints, dental records. All of that will be reconciled before the coroner, and the coroner will make a decision on whether that particular person has been accurately identified. Of course, there's a huge amount of importance on this. They want to make sure they get the identification right. Normally, this process, it says in their information, can take 2 to 3 days, but they are aware that there is a huge amount of interest and desire from families to get their loved ones back. So they are expediting this process to the degree that they can.
Yeah, and it sounds like it was quite a painstaking task to recover the bodies yesterday. What's the latest on the search for the two people that are still missing?
So the latest we have from New Zealand police is that they are going to attempt today to put divers back in the water off White Island. They do believe they had a good lead on a location earlier this week from some of their surveillance on where a body might be, but they weren't able to locate it yesterday. That leaves the eighth person who's missing. That person, they don't have any idea where they are. There's going to be aerial surveillance of the island today with drones and perhaps helicopters, and I'm sure they'll be trying to locate that body as well. Interestingly, they did release maps of where the bodies were recovered yesterday, and they're all well into the crater of the volcano. So they do believe they're, as I said, one of those people missing is perhaps in the sea near the island, and there have been suggestions maybe that is the location of the other person as well.
Norman Hammond reporting there from Auckland.